Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
Job interviews are daunting, even in the best of times. The economic impact of COVID-19 has made it even harder for candidates to get noticed, but everything begins with cultivating the right mindset. Even before you get called in for an interview, clarify your objectives. You might say, "Isn't it obvious? I want a job." While it's instinctive to think that way, if you delve deeper into how to achieve your objective, you'll realize that you need to be centered on the value that you can bring to your prospective employer, rather than your need for a job. According to Dave Ng, Senior Consulting Manager at executive search and outplacement services firm People Search Singapore, this paradigm shift will put you in the right frame of mind to impress your interviewers.
We need to change the way we approach each interview. You know, how can I value add to the prospective employer? And with that shift, you will find that your approach towards the interview will be how you will align your skill sets and your capability to help them to overcome their business challenges or the need to hire this person.
Brush up on the latest developments and market trends in your industry and thoroughly research the job role and the company to which you're applying. What does the company hope to achieve by filling the position you're applying for? What are its current business challenges? What are its growth plans? What is its vision? Knowing all of this will help you in several ways.
Firstly, it will give you confidence and a bit of familiarity before you enter into the interview session. At the same time, when you begin to understand the company, you begin to understand the direction that they're going. Next thing you have to do is to look at your own skill set and value proposition. That will enable you to then find perhaps some common grounds that enable you to connect with the interviewer or the company better, and therefore demonstrating your value to them should they hire you for the role.
To make the interaction more powerful, come up with innovative ideas to address the company's pain points. If you can come up with a detailed proposal, show it to your interviewers. Better yet, post it online and send your interviewers a link to it in your resume beforehand. The fact that you spent time and effort thinking about the company and coming up with ideas for them will put you a cut above the rest. During this period, interviewers also tend to ask more situational and behavioral questions related to how you deal with unexpected challenges in a crisis.
Usually a situation that you never encountered in your normal job. As a candidate, you need to prepare yourself well in terms of examples of situation where it can demonstrate your agility and your flexibility. What was an issue that you faced? What was the solution you offered? And what was the outcome?
Towards the end of the session, most interviewers will ask if you have any questions. Remember that interviews are a two-way street. Just as the interviewer is there to find out more about you, you're there to learn about the job and the company. Among other things, you should ask your interviewer some thoughtful questions about the immediate challenges they think you might face in the job role. Asking such questions shows that you're serious and gives you yet another opportunity to present possible solutions.
Now, that is important because that will enable you to better understand their immediate needs. At the same time, position yourself to bring up the right example to demonstrate that you can meet the challenge if you're being offered the role.
Dave Ng, Senior Consulting Manager at executive search and outplacement services firm People Search Singapore.
Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.